I'm down here close to the finish line, as close as I can get to it, just to try to come back down and you know, experience everything that's going on. It's as you can imagine, it's a lot of security, everything from National Guard, State Police, FBI, SWAT. I understand somebody just told me the governor is right around the corner from us in a hotel, so we've seen people walking around with heavy-duty guns, you know, police officers, of course, and so we're just trying to come out of the hotel and, you know, walk around a little bit.
Are there a lot of people down there around the area now?
Well, more security than people, but there are people stirring. They still have a tremendous amount of street blockage. Some of the subways have just recently reopened that were closed, and there is, like right now, I'm walking by SWAT, two SWAT trucks, fire department counting like 10 ambulances. I mean, you know, since they've had the three explosions, and then I understand they've had several more, they found several more, you know, devices that they've dismantled, you know, since everything happened.
Yeah, with those unexploded devices they found, aren't you feeling a sense of anxiety or danger down there?
No, not really. You know, the thing that I'm really feeling is the high from finishing this first and only Boston Marathon I'll ever run, and excited to get it over and enjoy the experience. And then, you know, 25 minutes after I finish, you know, then all this starts going down. So you've got, you know, families that have been affected forever. You got, you know, two or three that have lost their lives, over 50 that are injured, and, you know, so it's just been an incredible, you know, day.
And where were you when the explosions happened?
I was 25 minutes finished. I was at the family waiting area waiting for my wife, which is about a block or two away from the finish line, and that's when we heard the explosions. And of course, nobody knew if it was a gas main or, you know, what it was, but you know, it ended up being something you know, horrific.
Your wife was just saying you were talking to some people there on the street who you knew just now. Are they from the Bowling Green area?
No, actually, they're from Birmingham, and the gentleman, this was his 25th Boston Marathon, and he lived in Birmingham, Alabama. He's friends with Lily Wheat, who is one of the co-owners of Tracks Running there on Fairview, and so he was 5 minutes from the finish, and then they closed the course. See, there was still a tremendous amount of people still running this, you know, of course, when it happened, and so I just ran into him just a second ago, and he was out here exploring also, and he said this was his 25th, but he did not get to go across the finish line, but of course he's counting it. He was 5 minutes, you know, from the finish.
Yeah.
And what a feat for 25 Boston Marathons. That's just, I can't even fathom that.
And you said this was your first, and you think it's going to be your only Boston Marathon?
Yeah, not because of what went on today, but just because of, you know, I've decided maybe to try something different. I mean, I've only done 4 marathons, and I've done some good ones, you know, New York City and Chicago and Louisville. So this may be it for me. But
what was
this
it?
This by far was the most tremendous of anything that I've ever experienced as far as running. The crowds were unbelievable. You ran by Boston College. You ran by Fenway Park, who the Red Sox play today. They always play a day game, and then the fans always come out and cheer you on. That's toward the finish. And then you run by a girls' school called Wellesley College. And, I mean, from start to finish, the whole 26 miles, you know, the crowds were just almost deafening, you know, at some points. It was just incredible.
What was your initial reaction when the explosion went off, and when you found out it wasn't a gas main, but that it was actually a bomb, an explosive device? What were you feeling?
Well, I quickly found out that it was at the finish line, that it was, you know, grandstand areas. They have grandstands right there at the finish line. And so, you know, after I knew that we were safe, you know, everything turned toward those that, that lost their lives, those that were injured, and also what about all these people that, you know, were still on the course? I mean, what's going to happen to them? What you know, what did they do? So, you know, it's just it quickly turned off of me and my celebration to, you know, this is a very evil thing that's just happened.
Were you able to lend assistance to anybody, help anybody?
Well, no, because once this happened, you know, everything moved so quickly with police, fire, EMTs, National Guard, you know, SWAT. I mean, it's just, you know, incredible how everything got shut down. I mean, we were just trying to walk back to our downtown hotel, and, you know, we were being diverted and saying, hey, this is closed. And, yeah, so the reaction was, you know, they had a plan for this. I'm sure they never wanted it to happen, but, you know, there was, I'm sure, a plan in place.
Yeah.